Hi, Dan Bernstein here. Thunder and lightning can be alarming. You know what's even scarier? Storm damage to your home. Aloha Construction is the local expert for repairing damaged roofs, siding, gutters, and windows. Over 20,000 completed projects in the Chicagoland area, and they're the recipient of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Business Ethics. Aloha Construction is practicing a contact-free process from start to finish. Visit AlohaBuilds.com today. Aloha Construction. We rain when it storms.
Inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
It's so cheap, yeah, got a great rate on the down low, cause Jake isn't your average Joe.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over. Sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When it comes to health insurance, trust the .gov to get you all the information you need. GetCoveredIllinois.gov will point you in the right direction to help find health coverage that fits you and your budget. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford. Illinois' largest Ford dealer beats every deal by at least $500. Visit GulfMillFord.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 of The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling, for emailing, but most of all, this text line has brought comedy gold to my heart, and thank you so much for all of your contributions.
Thank you most of all for listening on this most interesting of Thursdays.
And our thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
They're not booing me, folks. They're just yelling coom.
And our guy, Kevin Zipak.
Oh, that's stupid.
Soon to be a Canadian citizen. And, of course, Ray
Thank you, Ray.
Ray, thank you, buddy.
Wop, 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 wop.
And another man that is resigning soon from his position, like Kevin, Dan Bernstein, joins us.
Good morning,
now.
Dan.
Is it?
Let me tell you something. Just read the text line, and you can sit back, throw your head back, and have some great laughs. Unbelievable, some of our contributors. Really
good.
Your misery has company. Yes.
Yeah, this is I'm terribly vexed, and I've been on the phone last night and this morning talking to a lot of people, and it's incredible what's going on right now. And I spoke to one longtime friend and White Sox source who was lamenting last night. He said, this makes no sense. He said, Jerry doesn't do this. He doesn't tell people who to hire. And this is the wrong guy for this team. This is the wrong place, wrong time, wrong team. This is the opposite of what we should be doing. So I call somebody else and I said, why would Jerry do this? And this person said, Jerry's never been 84 before. I said, well, all right. But if urgency and desire to win is the most important thing, that would still inform let your general manager who has presided over all of this, over the teardown, the rebuild, the trades, the team-friendly contracts, and gotten to this point, why now jump in and do this? And the answer was kind of a shrug and an I don't know. So that's where we are. The other issue.
How
that,
do you
that
hear
I,
that over the phone? A shrug.
the other yeah, emoticon. The issue that I'm learning about, that it isn't just explaining this to you or to me or to an unhappy fan base. And by the way, season ticket holders have been calling. I've heard that. They've got internal issues. They've got to explain internally. There is dismay within the organization over this. Deep dismay. And it is much more about the cultural stuff than it is the baseball stuff. That, I mean, anybody can try to look at numbers, and you can get any number of coaches trying to figure out a lineup. It's much more about whether or not someone who holds the beliefs that Tony La Russa does has any place in baseball now, let alone with the White Sox, and how it flies so directly in the face of what this White Sox team has been embracing culturally.
That's why he's got to explain himself. It's an obligation. It's a responsibility. It's a mandate. You have to hear what he has to say and how he addresses the very significant issues that are now part of the pro sports culture and lexicon. It's the way, you know, it's not the stick to sports days are over in all of professional sports. You like it or love it or leave it. You know, you don't have to, it's the reality. So he has to go back and look at where he has stood on some of these issues, reevaluate or re-express himself and live with the consequences, because you're right, Dan. I mean, that the baseball stuff, we can get past some of those things, but some of this other stuff with the team and players that you live with 162 games a year, you can't minimize that when you're talking about the way the White Sox have thrived with this young team.
And there's another issue that lingers too, and that is, How does Rick Hahn, after saying what he said about what he's looking for in a manager, and especially decrying insularity, he used the word, we've been too insular in our hiring, which meant new voices, fresh air, new ideas. You don't get rid of Don Cooper and Ricky Renteria and everybody and throw it all open and embrace the next step and decry the previous insularity to then do this. I don't know how Rick can sit at that press conference. And then every time he picks up the phone now, every decision that he makes, every call, every action as general manager, the person on the other end of that phone line has got to be wondering, are you in charge? Am I talking to the decision maker?
Well, no, they're not. But
right.
You know what?
I mean, what that
Mully
does to the organization,
you,
the damage that does to the organization is
well, yeah,
is
it does. But you know,
tremendous.
Mully uses the great humorous kind of analogy to the dysfunctional family. And in that context, who's telling dad that he's wrong? You know, who's going to stand up to dad? Who's going to be the one who has that intervention? Every family
it's funny you said that. Just this morning, we're having an argument over email about one of these emails that's being sent around. My sister and I tell dad, say, you know, we might get to fact check some of this stuff before you send it to us. It's so funny. Oh, my God. This is, you know, Molly, I admire you, your ability to continue to laugh at some of this stuff, because with your heart, I mean, this is in your DNA. And I know how you have to feel, but it's especially the excitement about this team, these guys and Anderson and Luis Robert and Aloy and all the joy with which they play, to hire one of the most joyless baseball grumps is just such a buzzkill.
Listen, I mean, what are you going to do? Dan, you gotta, if you can't find the humor in this thing, then you're not paying attention. What's amazing to me, I think we had one caller that made an effort to defend Tony La Russa hire, and that was it. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything that was so universally agreed upon as a terrible idea, and it's universal. I mean, everybody.
It's funny when it's the Mets. It's funny when it's, you know,
with somebody else, right?
It's somebody else. But like, I've really tried. With this team is so much fun.
Yes.
You know, win or lose, it's been so much fun. And the way that they've said, we're going to be ourselves and we're going to live out loud and do all this stuff. And now it's just like, what? And I was like, well, that's enough. Stop. You're much too silly.
I think joyless baseball grump is enshrined on La Russa's plaque in Cooperstown.
Oh, right?
Part of the legacy. Dan, okay, let's stop here for a second, though. Let's look at this, because, you know, if you look at this as a news story, and if we look at this as a developing, you know, you take a step back and you try to remove the emotion from it, it's not done yet. Can you find any way to look at this and think, all right, well, we have all gotten a little ahead of ourselves. They still could be talking to AJ Hinch. Do you leave out that sliver? I don't know if you want to call it hope or possibility that this is not as done of a deal as we are projecting.
That would describe me as an optimist, and I have a hard time getting to that place anymore. I think so much of that has been broken. You ask the absolute right question. Like, if you're having a conversation in a newsroom right now and treating it like a news story, we, in our business, doing what we do, we're always on to the next, and we're, you know, we are forward thinking in that regard, sometimes to our detriment. So, yeah, I do think until it's done, it's not done. It sort of reminds me, remember the Scottie Pippen trade? You know, to the Celtics. Remember that whole, where that was sort of out there and everybody thought this is done, and this was, the phone calls were occurring, and it was in the earlier days of sports radio, but we made a presumption that that was done when it wasn't. But look, I guess if I had heard anything to tell me, if anybody were calling me or texting me and saying slow down here, I would do so, and I would say so. And that, you know, David, that happens. You get that text.
Absolutely. That's why I haven't gotten
that text.
And frankly, Dan, from my own personal standpoint, in the world that we live in here at The Score and in Sports Talk Radio, you do have to project. You do have to speculate. You do have to assume certain things. And as we have done that in the last couple of days, actually the last couple of weeks, not once have I received any sort of like cautionary tale, like, okay, you know, this isn't as far along as you guys are saying. And that to me is as telling as anything.
Right. Usually a friend will let you know you might want to reel this back a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, it's happening. I gotta tell you, it is just so, in some weird way, it's like the most White Sox thing that the White Sox could ever do, right? I mean, if you really break it down, and you got to, I mean, listen, there'll be plenty of time to get upset about it, but it's a time now to sort of laugh at it because of the reaction of someone like Kevin, of some of the people that have called in. I don't know how else do you deal with these things? You got to have a little gallows humor, right?
A lot of it. More than a healthy
handle of Tito's, perhaps.
Right. This is just. It's particularly painful because of the identity that this team established, and because of how openly they embraced it, and how because the removal of the manager and the longtime lump of a pitching coach was this way of it looking like this the fresh air was all coming, and it was and now they've just slammed on the brakes and reversed course in a way that is mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
And I think the other part of this, too, is you alluded to, you know, over the course of this rebuild, as Rick Hahn has sort of taken over the reins from Kenny Williams and that process has unfolded, you know, this year was sort of it stamped the credibility of that process. And frankly, on Rick Hahn as an executive, he received a lot of praise that, okay, he's arrived and this is part of what his vision he always talked about and watched this come to into fruition. And now what this does is it undercuts him in a big, significant way, because now, as you have pointed out and everybody understands, this can't be the way that he thought this would go.
No, and this is not his first choice. This is
No.
He said so. No. He laid it all out for you about who he wanted to hire. And now the fact that he can't do it, this organization may not, the structure of the organization, the credibility of those involved may never recover.
My God. I mean, it's unbelievable that we're at this point. And what's unbelievable is how many people I know are texting me and emailing me and just outraged at this idea. And presumably you're going to have to sell tickets. You're going to have to bring people in. We're going to go back to some form of normal unless you follow the White Sox. And then,
but along those lines, though, Mully, you know, okay, if this works and they win, that will solve itself, won't it?
Oh, and sure.
People will support a winner.
No, always. If you win, always.
That's the underlying truth. And all those of us who say, I can't, I won't. I'm not a season ticket holder, so I don't have that sort of material action to take. Others do. And I will tell you this, that we talk about, you know, our friends, and every season ticket holder, everybody I know who is an actual season ticket holder has contacted the team to just let them know how unfortunate this hire would be.
And how is that received?
I think they just say, well, thank you very much. We'll pass it along. You know how that goes. We appreciate you being a season ticket holder, and thanks for your feedback. But they got to deal with this internally, too. They really do.
Well, it's again, I think we all agree this is just an ownership thing, right? There's very little pushback when it's the owner of the team. I don't know what you say to him or how you get him to. You know what I'm saying?
I want to hear from La Russa. Yeah, I want to hear from. I kind of know what you'd hear from Jerry Reinsdorf. Sure, Rick Hahn. You know, he's kind of been undercut. I guess I want to hear from why that pivot. I really would like to hear of all the people involved here. If this goes through, I am most curious at how Kenny Williams rationalizes this, explains this, accepts this, because if he's honest with himself and honest with the rest of us, that would be a fascinating explanation.
How it got there, how it got to the point, and we're never going to know. We're never going to, because if they could just say, look, Jerry's 84. Jerry is the chairman. All of the other limited partners in ownership do not have a say. They have signed that away. And it's his show. He hired who he wanted to hire, and they're not going to say that.
Would Rick Hahn have fired Rick Renteria? Excuse me. Come to a mutual decision that he leaves. if he'd known this was the end game,
I would hope the answer would be no, because you would want to prevent this from being the end game.
I think that's a great question. But I just don't know how he could have not known that this was going to be part of the process. I don't think this snuck up on him. I could not have. And if it did, then, boy, they need to talk more.
And if it did, why would he say what he said about what he's looking for in a new manager?
Right.
When was Tony working with the Red Sox? Was he around a World Series? I mean, could you come up with some warped explanation of that comment, or is it just, you know, it's too much?
Oh, you mean like he's part of a winner with the Red Sox?
I don't know. I'm asking.
That's recent. Well, yeah.
that will be part of the rationale I think the Sox uses, that he's not been as removed as the perception suggests, that he's been involved more than we think.
Maybe, but still, it gets back to we're talking about insularity and it's culture. Fit. We always talk about fit when it comes to coaches and managers, always. And executives always talk about fit. There's something that you just kind of know is right. Where's the fit? It's the opposite.
But Dan, I say this sincerely, I know this isn't going to happen, but if it's Tony La Russa, Trevor Bauer, George Springer, re-signing McCann, like name whatever your dream move is, if that all happens because you want this guy to win, you know, you've made a decision that it's you're aging and you want it before you go, so I'm hiring my guy, greatest mistake of my life. Oh, if I'm hiring my guy, I better give him everything humanly possible. If that happens, do you have a different opinion of the move?
I don't know. The honest answer, I don't know. There's so many variables and hypotheticals in that. I would be here for the Trevor Bauer, Tony La Russa show. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you're right. That kind of precludes the other thing from happening. Well,
imagine one of the most set in his individual ways professional athletes? It's like Bryson DeChambeau and Trevor Bauer, right? And it's a manager, I need you to do this, I need you to do this. I'll be over here throwing from foul pole to foul pole for a while. I mean, good Lord. That would be, for our purposes, it would be phenomenal. Oh. The improbability of this as a sports story, and the size of this just as a, like you say, from a journalistic perspective, if this is done, how this is rolled out, the sheer improbability of it is just remarkable.
And Dan, from a journalistic perspective, or just from a story standpoint, this is terrific for Chicago sports. I mean, because as good as the Sox are going to be, this makes them even more compelling, because you're waiting for something to happen. You're waiting to see how this unfolds, because it's one of those most bizarre things you could have imagined.
Then why does my stomach hurt so much?
Molly's does too, but it's from laughing so hard.
Oh God!
Yeah, because he's better at finding that place than I am. He's better. See, the guys I admire in this, I admire Molly because he can channel some of the absurdism in this, and Parkins. Parkins has completely denied reality because he's refused to recognize this. I was listening to him and Cody Decker yesterday. He's like, no, it's not going to happen. He said, until it happens, I'm just not going to even allow for the fact that it could happen. And I've been sort of quietly admiring the ability to do that.
How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Orange.
Fish. Right. It's the same thing. La Russa. What have you today, Dan?
Oh, I've got death, grief, sorrow, and murder.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
That's the interview with Tony.
Help. We're gonna actually get the latest on what this is, when it is, how this is happening. We're gonna with Bruce Levine. He's gonna check in at 9:40 to just sort of set up what we know to be true. And we do have a regular show set up with Kevin Fishbane to talk Bears at 10. We're going to get to some of what Lucas Giolito said yesterday, a midday midway, Pete Futek, Craig Calcaterra. However, we're very flexible depending on what news we get. So we're just going to roll with everything that's happening out there while I cry and sit here in the fetal position.
Have a good show.
All right, buddy. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Former Bear Alex Brown.
There's some changes that need to be made. We're all in. You keep running the same guys out there and you're hoping for a different result, and that's a coaching problem. As far as defense, if you're not in the right place or where they're supposed to be in the gaps, then you got to get somebody in there that can do it. Hell, I can get anybody that do it wrong.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute. And yes, we have sports again tonight on TV. It would be Atlanta and Carolina as they kick off Week 8 tonight down in Charlotte. Teddy Bridgewater and offensive coordinator Joe Brady are putting up big numbers and should continue to do so against the Falcons' defense. Atlanta hasn't been the same since it infamously squandered a 28-3 third-quarter lead to New England in Super Bowl 51. As a result, general manager Thomas Dimitroff and head coach Dan Quinn recently joined the ranks of the unemployed. Even with the great Christian McCaffrey sideline, how about Carolina? Even with the great Christian McCaffrey sideline, the Panthers, rebuilding under rookie head coach Matt Rhule, are playing most teams tough. Last Sunday, they had a shot to force overtime against New Orleans. However, Bridgewater took a costly sack, and Joey Sly's subsequent attempt at a record-breaking 65-yard field goal faded just in front of the uprights. I kind of like the Panthers tonight. Winning this time, let's say, by a score of 33-30. Let's just hope that it's enjoyable. We all need it. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a Ready Next text when you're next. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
Oi.
This hour is brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Billy, grow a pair.
Whoa, Lauren, what are you suggesting?
Well, I'm saying that is what's on all girls' minds these days.
Wait, their minds are on my pair?
No, not your pair. All these beautiful pairs.
Are you saying that all pairs are beautiful?
No, most are not. But the natural diamond ones that glisten, sparkle, and say I do don't need words.
Oh, I see. You mean a beautiful pair of diamond earrings.
No, that's just guys buying themselves time. I'm talking about the most luscious, scintillating pairs you've ever seen.
Ooh, that's hot.
The solitaire pear-shaped diamond engagement ring says it all.
Whoa, engagement rings?
Yes, Billy. What were you thinking?
That at the Diamond Air in St. Charles, you will find all of these beautiful pairs, and you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Dan Bernstein here, and as much as I hate to say it, the temperatures are dropping, and the leaves are turning, and pumpkin spice is at coffee shops all over. Summer is well over, and the season of ghosts and goblins has arrived. But don't be freaked out by the monsters hiding behind your walls. I'm talking about the mold and water damage that can be terrifying. But the expert team at Aloha Restoration can help. I know this. They were in this house when there was water damage, making sure everything was undone and made normal again, and they're really good at what they do. So when the ghosts in your basement start causing you trouble, who are you going to call? Aloha Restoration. Learn more at AlohaRestorers.com.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Here we go. It's so cheap. Yeah, I got a great rate on the down low. Cause Jake isn't your average Joe. Hard to believe. Yeah, nobody does it like State Farm do. Never knew the rates were this low. Oh, they ain't that steep.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple, in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well
This segment's brought to you by Burlington. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices, and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Open enrollment is November 1st, which means it's time for a fresh start. Through GetCoveredIllinois.gov, you can find all the health insurance information you need and the essential health benefits to take care of you and your family. Trust the .gov. That's GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
This holiday season, more people are mailing stuff than ever before, and that means the post office is going to be busy and it's going to be packed with people. You don't want that. Stamps.com, however, brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer, so you can mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you do with just a few clicks. And plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts that you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the USPS and the UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices or an online seller fulfilling orders or a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com handles it all. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters, so don't even think of doing that. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. Saves you time, saves you money, and keeps you safe where you are. So don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Stamps.com is your choice instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code Bernstein, you get a special offer. It includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitment, no contract. Go to Stamps.com, click the mic at the top of the homepage, and type in Bernstein. That's Stamps.com. Enter Bernstein. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
This hour is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. And we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We do have a show lined up for you today, and I'll tell you what we have, but if there is news, we're going to keep everything flexible and make sure that we are talking about what's being talked about. As of right now, Bruce Levine is scheduled to join us in just a couple of minutes, and Kevin Fishbane will preview the Bears and the Saints at the top of the hour. We got the Midday Midway at 10:40, Pete Futek on college football at 11, Craig at Calcaterra with a final baseball hit to close out a very strange ending, if an appropriate ending, to the 2020 baseball season, whatever that was. He'll join us at 11:20 with all kinds of surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us? You email Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text to the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text 312-644-6767. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. My personal feed is at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app that helps you stream The Score on your mobile devices. And you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook when you like the 670 The Score page. And there's also the Twitch stream. That's our video feed. That is directed by Brian Gertsch. And there we are on Twitch. And you can come out, hang out, join the conversation, and be a part of everything that we are talking about. Brian Gertsch also moderates the chat. That's right on my screen. It's on the right side of the actual video. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Ray Diaz, the executioner, is the man on the board doing the things that he does. I'm just really really dismayed at how this appears to be developing and what this means. And there are so many stories and many things that are happening within the White Sox organization if, in fact, this goes down. And I can't find a positive. And anecdotally, we could see it on the text line, and we can talk to our friends and see it in our text conversations that we have with any White Sox people. It's all collectively essentially, what the hell is going on? What are they doing? And for Rick Hahn to have said the things he said, it just doesn't make sense to me. This is when Rick Hahn was asked, what are your criteria for the next White Sox manager? Here's what he said on October 12th.
I don't think I'm going to get into too much detail in terms of specific attributes. I don't want to say anything that's going to influence what we hear from any candidates when we go through this process. I will say that this is an opportunity for us as an organization. We've obviously been somewhat insular in terms of our managerial hirings over the last several years. This is an opportunity for us to speak to individuals with other organizations that have had success and learn from them and get their sort of outsider objective perspective on our organization. Ultimately, I think the best candidate or the ideal candidate is going to be someone who has experience with a championship organization in recent years. Recent October experience with a championship organization would be ideal. But we're going to keep an open mind. And, over this next several weeks, we'll diligently pursue who's on our lists and go from there.
Next several weeks, it sounds like there was a name that was picked by somebody above Rick Hahn, and that was that. Hahn was asked if managerial experience is a prerequisite in the search and how an understanding of metrics is going to matter.
Managerial experience is probably ideal. It's not essential. We're not going to unduly limit ourselves. I believe 6 of the 8 managers that were still playing as of last week were in their first jobs. Obviously, we've seen others within our division, Rocco Baldelli doing a wonderful job with Minnesota in his first job, his first chance in the big chair. So we're not going to cut off any avenues, but ideally having that October managerial experience would be a plus. But again, we're not going to cut ourselves off for that. As for being a modern manager, yeah, that's going to be important. Having an understanding of the clubhouse, the rhythm of the game, a good gut feel, but at the same time being able to balance that with modern analytics is a plus for any candidate. But again, I don't want to go too down the path of laying out traits of what we're looking for, because that could potentially color how the conversations go when we get in the room with the candidates. But those are sort of the broad strokes.
And it sounds like, despite all that being said, and despite the vision of Rick Hahn to trade Chris Sale, to trade Adam Eaton, to restock the farm system, to find available international players and convince them to come to the White Sox, to have then the ability to convince so many of these young players to sign team-friendly contract extensions, and then to allow the organization to have embraced this kind of expressiveness, this idea of being themselves, of giving players full agency to blossom into who they are, to then have all of that and everything that he's said big-timed for no apparent good reason is really unfortunate. And it's such a downer for those of us that have been enjoying what this team has been becoming. Really, really tough to take. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. I want you to listen to what Tony La Russa said before we bring in Bruce Levine. It's really important that you hear Tony La Russa in his words. There's a couple of pieces of sound here. First, this is Tony La Russa in 2016 talking to the Dan Le Batard Show.
The Kaepernick thing. I would not allow it on my team because I think respect for this country, the flag, I know what the Constitution says, but I also know you have some rights as an organization, And I really distrust Kaepernick's sincerity. I was there in the Bay Area when he first was a star, a real star. I never once saw him do anything but promote himself. And all of a sudden now he's a second stringer, and he's got this mission and I just don't trust his sincerity. And even if he was sincere, there's ways to express your belief in, you know, some of the issues that face blacks around this country without disrespecting the country you live in or the flag that it represents. Absolutely would not allow it.
That's Tony Ditka telling black people how they can be heard, and it's up to him. It's up to him to tell, as he referred to them, the black blacks, how they're supposed to be heard and how they're supposed to express themselves. You say, okay, well, that was 4 years ago. Maybe he thinks differently. Well, this was during Black History Month this year, 2020, Tony La Russa with Graham Bensinger.
I was so upset when the kneel down the NFL, because it's not that you don't have something that you dislike. There's a different way to protest it. When you kneel down, you disrespect the flag, the country, and the anthem. And there are men and women are fighting and dying for that. You know, just it's the wrong way to protest. So what I've learned, and I have this eternal debt, which has led to petting vets, can't do enough for them. I still read as much about the military as I can.
Tony Ditka intentionally not getting it. And that's the guy that you want in your clubhouse, in your dugout, on this White Sox team. It turns my stomach. Absolutely turns my stomach to think that not only would there be a place in baseball for someone who thinks these things, but on the White Sox and on this White Sox team, the change the game White Sox. And that's who you're bringing in to be your leader. I get a total sour stomach over the very idea of it. Bruce Levine will have the latest for us on the White Sox managerial search that may or may not have come to a conclusion. He's next on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, covering the biggest Bear stories daily, middays noon to 2.
What's wrong with your offense, Matt Nagy? Everyone assumed that the thing that was wrong with the offense was the guy who was playing quarterback. That it was on Trubisky. That Matt Nagy's always trying to figure out the whys. Maybe the why is in the mirror. Maybe it's in the mirror. There's a lot wrong, and he got exposed.
Don't trust anyone else with your Bears info. It's got to be Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's midday home for Bears fans.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and Band-Aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network, router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more drop Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call 630-386-6266.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
State Farm, prices made just for you. That's what I said now. Prices that surprise you. Just go ahead now. Keep that money in your pockets. And that's on bread now. Save up, maybe one day buy a rocket. Just get a quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it's time to enroll, trust the official health insurance experts to get you all the information you need so you can make the right decision. GetCoveredIllinois.gov will point you in the right direction to help you find health coverage and essential health benefits that fit you, your family, and your budget. When it comes to your family's health, don't assume all plans are equal. And when it's time to enroll, trust the .gov. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Health coverage starts here.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? ready for benefits and flexible shifts. Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Billy, grow a pair.
Whoa, Lauren, what are you suggesting?
Well, I'm saying that is what's on all girls' minds these days.
Wait, their minds are on my pair?
No, not your pair. All these beautiful pairs.
Are you saying that all pairs are beautiful?
No, most are not. But the natural diamond ones that glisten, sparkle, and say I do don't need words.
Oh, I see. You mean a beautiful pair of diamond earrings.
No, that's just guys buying themselves time. I'm talking about the most luscious, scintillating pairs you've ever seen.
Ooh, that's hot.
The solitaire pear-shaped diamond engagement ring says it all.
Whoa, engagement rings?
Yes, Billy. What were you thinking?
That at the Diamond Air in St. Charles, you will find all of these beautiful pairs, and you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's no timeline. Like I said, we have a list that we need to continue to vet and go through, and that's going to take a little bit of time. And part of being interested in those that have been part of organizations that have had October success is you might need to wait a little bit till this October's over to talk to some people who may be busy right now. So there's no urgency. You know, we'll get this thing together here in the coming weeks and let you guys know as soon as we do.
Well, you can let us know as soon as the owner tells you. You can let us know who he's hiring. That's Rick Hahn, the nominal general manager of the Chicago White Sox. This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Bruce Levine covers the White Sox and baseball for Sports Radio 670 The Score. He's on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hello, Bruce.
How you doing, Dan? What's going on?
Miserable is how I'm doing. Vexed, miserable, and really put off, unhappy at this turn of events that appears to be the case. What is real? What is true? Where are we in our proximity to an announcement?
Well, as I've been reporting all along, there's always been since Ricky Renteria was let go, interest by the White Sox, and as you put it, Jerry Reinsdorf certainly at the front of that, but the other executives having interviewed Tony La Russa in Tony La Russa, and the fact that they are in win now mode. And win now mode to Jerry Reinsdorf and to the front office is hiring somebody that's been part of championship caliber runs and being a part of a winner. And those type of individuals were defined as certainly AJ Hinch, Alex Cora, who by all my sources is going back to the Boston Red Sox as their manager at some point here. And that leaves a very small list of people when the criteria is that you have to be a part of a championship team and being a manager of a team like that, that gives you very few people. So if it wasn't Tony La Russa and if it wasn't AJ Hinch, Dan, who would it be?
Well, who have they talked to? Who's been interviewed officially?
I do not know that, but I do know that they've talked to a number of different people. I imagine that Hinch has to be a part of that, considering what he's done and the magnitude of what he's been able to accomplish, regardless of being suspended and admitting that he couldn't control his own players at a certain point. He'd have to be, you know, a top candidate for anybody at this point. And knowing that if Baseball Insiders knew that Cora was going back to the Red Sox, it's a short list if you're looking for an accomplished manager that's done it before. And Rick said this 2 Mondays ago, that it's got to be somebody that has championship caliber managing experience, no longer hiring anybody that was not a manager or a part of a winning experience. So the list had to be very small. Try to name a couple other people that fall into that category that you would consider hiring. Is Bruce Bochy too long of tooth or too out of touch from American League Baseball to take that job? Is Mike Socia too far away from it? Who are the other people that you would identify?
Well, when Rick Hahn mentioned Rocco Baldelli and said that there could be ideal candidate doesn't necessarily mean candidate. There could be any number of successful managers that are out there. And I just want to know how wide a net they're casting as far as actual formal interviews before they make a choice. Because this is, if they're just galloping toward something being installed from the top, we shouldn't care about anything Rick Hahn says anymore. It doesn't matter. You know, this, to me, the other issue that we're going to have going forward is this guy who oversaw the teardown, who traded Chris Sale, who traded Adam Eaton, who built up the farm system, who helped recruit this young stable of Cuban stars and sign them to team-friendly deals, and then he makes the move to fire Renteria to bring in the fresh air, to get rid of Don Cooper. He didn't do it to hire Tony La Russa. I mean, what does this say about everything he's done to get to this
Dan,
point?
That he made all these... You're assuming that he's made all these other decisions on his own.
I have no reason to believe that he has not been in charge of this to this point.
Oh, I think he's in charge, but he doesn't make all these big decisions on his own. I don't think any time that there's big money involved or a big player involved, he has Kenny Williams and Jerry Reinsdorf there. He doesn't run the team, the franchise by himself.
Well, this is the question.
I mean, then. You see the structure. He has independence in a lot of things that he does. But when it comes to big moves and expenditures of money, that's a three-headed monster. And his other team, the Bulls, have always been set up the same way.
Based on everything you've heard Rick Hahn say, and based on everything you know about him and the time you spent around and the time you spent talking to him, and specifically mm-hmm. what he said about previous managerial hirings being too insular, he said that. He said, we've been too insular. We need to look outside. Do you think Rick Hahn wants Tony La Russa as his manager?
I have no idea because I haven't talked to him about it.
But based on everything you know about him, would you, if he came out and said, I wanted Tony La Russa, would you believe him?
I'd believe anything that Rick said because I've never known him to lie. Not once.
I can't understand why he would want Tony La Russa.
Okay, but again, you know the structure of the White Sox, you know the structure of the Bulls. So to ignore the structure and the fact that Jerry Reinsdorf is a baseball man who has input and always has had input in the hiring of managers, do you think any manager has been hired there without Jerry Reinsdorf being involved in saying, okay, it's great that you brought him in. Now, why do we want him? And why? And
correct. That's the structure I've always understood to be in place. And I have talked to people who know the way the Bulls and the White Sox have operated for years under Reinsdorf's ownership. And Jerry has always been respectful of organizational structure. Always. It has been critical to him. He is, I was reassured at the outset of this that Jerry would never, ever tell one of his GMs who to hire. However, he would always say that if I don't want this person, I will tell you. I would like to have the opportunity to interview this person myself. There would always be veto power. But the respect for structure has always been there. So the person that reassured me, as this has been going on, I called last night and I said, is this a departure? And he said, if Jerry Reinsdorf said we are hiring Tony La Russa, that would be a departure from the way he's acted before. That said, based on everything Rick Hanna said, it sounds like Jerry Reinsdorf is departing from his previous behavior.
Let me give you an example of how it actually works. And I think you're right on. And I think that there is that structure with the White Sox. Before Ozzie Guillen was hired as the manager, Kenny Williams did not want to interview him for the job. And Jerry Reinsdorf said, I would wish that you would at least sit down and talk to Ozzie and see what you think. And the story comes out is that after he talked to Ozzie Guillen, and they sat down for a few hours and talked about where he was at as a baseball man and as a person. You know, he was, you know, four or five years away from having been with the White Sox and had coached with the Braves and then the Marlins. Kenny came away, blown away. And remember, he was the general manager at the time, saying, he's our number one candidate. I see that this is the guy we need to hire. So that goes along with everything that you said, Dan, about the idea that Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't sit there and tell people who to hire. Now, as an owner and as a baseball guy, he will suggest, I think you might want to talk to, you know, so-and-so before you come to me with the people that you want to hire. And I think that's how it's worked. And I don't think it's any different here that Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn sat down with Tony La Russa and that they came back and talked about what they saw in these interviews.
How can they reconcile the unfortunate statements that Tony La Russa has made about talking about how the blacks protest and what's okay and what's not, that he said in 2016 and then reiterated, then said the same things again during Black History Month just this year, and has strongly cleaved to these things? How can this team, the Change the Game hashtag White Sox, who have embraced multiculturalism and embraced expressive play, bring in someone who wants to scold and finger wag and tell them that they can only express themselves in certain ways? How does that work?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. And it's one that Tony's going to have to answer and the organization is going to have to talk about when if La Russa becomes the manager, like we think, that's a very good possibility right now over the next couple of days. I think they're going to have to talk about that and answer questions like that because it is really important. It can't be just pushed to the side how he views inclusiveness and how he views people's opinions, whether it's different or he gives the same answer. It's going to be fascinating to find that out. But he is entitled to answer that question if and when he is hired as the manager of the Chicago White Sox. And you, as well as anyone else that has a strong and important opinion out there, certainly have to bring that up.
Last question. There were some reports around the fringes that an announcement could come as soon as today. Are you hearing that?
I'm hearing that it should be before the weekend's out. So and when people say, gee, they haven't interviewed anybody, I do know, according to a couple sources I talked to, that they have interviewed. I have not been able to find out anybody that they have interviewed. But you would have to think that at some point they had permission to talk to A.J. Hinch, okay? because of the fact that I think it's been clouded, Dan, that because he was suspended from baseball, that a team couldn't ask to talk to him about a future job. I think that's a very good possibility that he was already interviewed by the White Sox. So I think they've done their due diligence. Knowing Rick Hahn, the way he goes about his job, I'm sure that they interviewed other people and that that was a part of this, that it wasn't just a rubber stamp. Now, if you want to think it's been a rubber stamp and that this was Jerry Reinsdorf saying you have to hire Tony La Russa, I get it. I mean, I understand it. And, you know, there's logic to it, you know, that this doesn't make sense to hire a 76-year-old guy. But again, my only questions, Dan, in leaving you is, my questions to Tony La Russa would be, are you mentally and physically strong enough to handling people properly for 200 days a year? And that would be the most important question I would have for him.
Bruce, thank you as always. Appreciate your time.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
That's Bruce Levine.